Hi, I thought I would help people out with a really simple way of getting new clients. Now, I know the world is super zoomed out right now, but workshops are really making a comeback. Not webinars, workshops. So, think about it this way. The way you get new clients is by doing the same thing consistently. So the number one way for me to let people know what I do is to teach. And so if I do lots of teaching, I will get lots of clients. So here's a really simple way for you to market your workshop. And a workshop should really focus on a problem that your customers have. So who are you trying to attract and what is their biggest problem? My most recent workshop was about how to turn a goal into an actual daily action plan, because a lot of people set a goal, but they don't know what to do today. So I created a simple spreadsheet, but did a workshop which had like really the four steps of taking a goal down to all the way down to the daily plan, and then away you go. So the best ways I found recently, so I'm sharing all my little tips just because I really want to help people to get new customers no matter what kind of industry you're in, and workshops really work. So the workshop should be something where you send something in advance to people so they can work on something while you're talking. Let them make sure they walk out of that workshop or turn off that workshop if it's on Zoom and actually start doing something with whatever it is that you taught them. Because people feel like they're not just sitting there, you know, watching you or whatever, they're getting something. They're literally using that hour to move themselves forward. So send them something in advance, something that you're going to workshop during your actual talk. Okay, so then of course you give your talk, and in your talk, make sure you include a strong call to action. What do you want them to do next? Mine's really simple. If you want to go over the stuff we talked about in this workshop, just book a half hour call with me. I have an automated system, and then away you go, right? So the last webinar I did, or workshop, I keep calling it webinar, the workshop I did, I had 65 people sign up and 27 showed up. Now, I knew it was going to be lower than normal, even though about a 40-45% is pretty good. But I did promise a replay. And every time you promise a replay, your show-up rate will be less. However, of the 27 people that showed up, I booked 12 calls. That's a really good number. Now, it's my job to turn those 12 calls into clients, but still, everything is a numbers game, and the more numbers you have, the better off you'll do. So if I keep doing that over and over and over and over again, I know that I'm going to grow my business, because that's what I did last year and the year before and the year before that, right? So the workshop part again, send something in advance, workshop it together, you know, role play, do whatever you need to do to explain and show them how to actually do the work while you're on the workshop, and have a really strong call to action that applies directly to whatever you taught. So you can either offer your programs at a premium or sort of at a discount. You could do a premium if you wanted to. You know, you can have something called the stack from Russell Brunson, where you say, this is what you're getting, but look at all this cool stuff that comes with it. Or you can offer just to do a quick call with someone, again, relating to whatever you covered on the workshop. Here's the really simple way to market your webinar or your workshop or your seminar, I keep calling it webinar, bear with me, so that you get the maximum number of people to show up. So the first thing you want to do is you want to go after your email database. And it looks like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'll send an invitation, right? Just slightly worded differently on the kinds of benefits that people are going to get by attending the particular workshop, right? So join, join, join. Thursday, you do the actual workshop. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you do your follow-up. So anyone that registered, you follow up and you reiterate the benefits of having been there, and you also really push that call to action. Most of the time, somewhere between 60 to 80% of the people who are taking action on my workshop do so after the call. So after the workshop is done, somewhere between Friday and Sunday, that's where I get a lot of people signing up. So that's a simple process. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, invitations. Thursday, webinar. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, follow-up. Rinse and repeat. You can do the same webinar. You can maybe go through a couple of different ones. You do not want to reinvent the wheel if you're going to do this on a weekly basis, or even if you're doing it on a bi-weekly basis, right? But if you are in a relationship-type business, and especially if you're in coaching or consulting or something like that, content is king. Your content is king, because no one's going to hire you if they don't know what you know, and you need to explain to people what you know and show them how valuable it is and help them. And by doing so, they're going to want to engage with you. So the other thing that I do to kind of help this along is I also promote it really actively on my social media channels. I don't run ads. Sorry, I keep trying to eat my hair. I don't run ads because driving an ad to a webinar, they don't really convert that great. So what I do instead is I post a series of videos or content just like this, and I invite people to join. I tell them what they're going to get. I tell them when it is. I tell them why it's so awesome, right? And so I post it all over my social media channels, and I make sure there's links everywhere so that anyone can join those things at any time. And so the combination of a social media pitch plus the email marketing will drive people into the webinar, and you get a really good turnip rate. Now, if you're still worried about this because you don't have a big list, here's something you can do. Find someone like that is kind of related to you but not a competitor and say, hey, I've got this really good workshop. Would you like to invite your people to come watch? I think it'd be really great. It should benefit the person that you're trying to get to promote to be your affiliate, if you want to call it that. So again, I work a lot with realtors. So a realtor could go to their lawyer, their accountant, their stager, right? And other people in their industry that support them or sometimes rely on them for business. But they're not direct competitors. So you borrow someone else's list to get people to register. And as they register for your webinar, now you have the legal right to actually email those people, right? So that's another way for you to grow your business using the workshop webinar strategy. And again, I highly recommend, do not auto record this. It doesn't work as well as live. Live always converts better than pre-recorded. Yes, pre-recorded is easier. Yes, you think you're doing a good thing. No, you shouldn't do it right out of the gates because people want to be able to talk with you. You are the draw, not your recording, because that's not real. And your show up rate is going to be really, really low. And your conversion rate is going to be even worse, right? So really, really, really commit to doing this live. Remember, you're talking about an hour, maybe an hour and a half of your time every week or every other week. Because if you automate the invitation and the follow-up sequences, then you just kind of hit a button, everything starts, you show up and do your workshop, and then away you go. Some weeks you could get a lot of people, some weeks you could get one. The trick is to keep going, because that consistency, that routine, that dependability that you create for other people, knowing that you're going to be there and you're going to be teaching them something, can be really helpful. And I have found that sometimes people attend anywhere from 3 to 4 of my workshops, sometimes the same ones, before they're ready to actually even engage with me in a conversation. So if you're not giving people a chance to have a conversation with you, you're making it really, really hard for yourself to grow your business. I hope you found this thing helpful. I have lots of webinars coming up, lots of workshops coming up. I'm going to stop calling it webinars in some point in my life. But it's the idea that the shift is not that people don't want to do any of these workshops. The shift is that they want to do something on the workshop. They want to accomplish something on the workshop. They want to celebrate having completed something on that workshop. And that's your job to make sure that they do that. Send them stuff in advance. Do your invitations, do the workshop, have your follow-up, rinse and repeat, post on your social media channels. And again, if you really don't have a big list and you want to grow it quickly, then contact as many people as you possibly can. You can do it with them. You can do it just so that it's just you, but they're promoting it to their database. Get them to register so that you collect their information, and then you grow from there. All right, guys, have a super successful 2021. PM me, DM me. Send a carrier pigeon if you have any questions. See you.